You're listening to eBay Radio. Join us in the chat room if you think you can stand honesty, openness, and eccentricity. If not, just listen to the show and forget the chat room. We're easy. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping when it comes to sourcing products for eBay. The thrill of the hunt can be part of the payoff. Ryan Hodson is with us now to share the successful strategy she and her partner call scavenger sourcing. They're known on eBay as top-rated sellers. Ryan's Vintage, let me spell that, R-Y-A-N-N-E-S, Vintage, and that's all one word. Ryan, tell us what you mean when you say scavenger sourcing.
Source anywhere, thrift stores, flea markets, auctions, estate sales. We don't like to pay more than $5. A lot of times we try to only pay $1 for items. And what we love to do is we do all buy it now, and we price high with make offer. And we live in a rural area of the United States, so we're able to store things for cheap, so we can be patient with our high prices.
Okay, so everything you buy is under $5.
We try. We try very hard to not pay more than $5, yes.
So that's what you mean by scavenger sourcing?
Yeah, I mean, we just try to look for things in all different places where maybe other people don't think it's worth a lot. You know, we try to sort of dig in the piles of the thrift stores that are not looked at and just try to find things of value that other people might think is trash. And, you know, we've been making a living since 2008 doing it on eBay.
Well, that's interesting, Griff, isn't it? Because some people only buy things they find that they feel are treasures. And, oh, my goodness.
Whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. So why have you chosen to source your items this way?
Well, we started out kind of after the economy crashed, and we were just kind of looking for cool vintage clothes and vintage housewares for ourselves. And we thought, you know, this stuff is so interesting. There's so much of it at the thrift stores that we found were, you know, being overlooked. And we thought, let's see if anyone else wants to buy this stuff. And that's just where we started. And it's just so much fun that it's hard to do anything else.
So, Griff, I suppose some people do sort of, they do part of this. You know, every now and then they'll put something up that they paid a dollar for and they don't know if they're going to make $3 or $4 or $5 on. And they do a combination, but I've never run into anybody who that was their mainstay. They're finding the stuff that other eBay sellers are going through. So is it true that you're starting another business with your eBay profits?
Yes. So something that we started, since we live in a rural area, real estate prices are pretty cheap. So we bought a house and renovated it to become a vacation rental. And we did that all with eBay profits. So that has been, you know, huge for us to be able to just, you know, find, like you said, the little bits of trash that other people don't think is treasure and sell it and feed into another business that's becoming successful.
So when you use it, when you put this kind of limit on what you're willing to spend, you must find over time that there are certain items you gravitate to that end up selling faster and for more profit on eBay. What kind of items have you found that sell best?
The things that we really like to sell are, we sell furniture, you know, vintage lighting, vintage artwork, weird, quirky housewares, housewares.
Okay, so we're talking like big stuff. This is interesting.
By the way, Ryan's Vintage, 7,566 feedback score, top rated seller. So the scavenger product sourcing is working for her. Have you seen her pictures, Griff?
I'm going there now. I actually was.
Her pictures are really good. I think she's doing everything right here. So you do it with your honey, huh, Ryan?
Yeah. So my partner and I, we actually do a weekly podcast called scavengerlife.com, and we talk about this all the time. I mean, what's interesting to us is to really do the numbers. So right now, I think we have about 3,900 items listed. And we just really try to break it down, like, is this making sense number-wise? You know, how much did we spend on inventory this week? How much did we make? What were our expenses? Things like that, and just try to show people on the blog, this really is working. We pay our bills. We've started other businesses with this method.
Now, I don't see anything lower than $19.99 on your stuff.
Oh, I see some great items that are very expensive, but...
3,890 to be exact. You've got almost 4,000 things up there.
Ooh, look at these things.
Look at the shoes.
Oh, you've got great stuff. Ooh, look at this. So I'm going to give your user ID out one more time. It's Ryan's Vintage, and that's one word spelled R-Y-A-N-N-E-S Vintage. R-Y-A-N-N-E-S Vintage. That's a lot of items, almost 4,000.
I know. How often do you go product sourcing?
We source maybe, depends. We went sourcing this morning just for the heck of it because we had to go to the bank. So we went to all our little places. But the great thing is we can really build up inventory and then just sit down and list it all for a week, 2 weeks, a month. And we just have it down where my partner Jay takes photos and writes the descriptions, and then I'll take all that information from him, and I just sit down and list. I try to list 20 things a day if I can for a week. So that's why we can get up to 4,000 items where we just go on, like, listing sprees.
Yeah. You have, like you said, I'm looking at your sold items, and you do sell a lot of furniture. How do you handle shipping furniture?
The great thing about furniture on eBay is, well, people are really, they really understand local pickup. So we do local pickup, or we meet them halfway, or we figure out, you know, what's the best for people. Or a lot of times people will do bids on uship.com to get someone to, you know, put it in their truck and ship it down to them wherever they are. Uh-huh. We've had great luck with it.
So when you list an item that's bigger than something you're willing to ship, you'll add the option for a local pickup on, as well as other shipping methods? Is that how you handle that?
I just do local pickup for items like that. I don't know. Can you do... I would love to be able to give people the option of I can box it up and ship it, or you can come pick it up. But I don't think you can do both
that
I'm aware of.
I think you can, but I think it's only if you offer... I think it's flat rate. So if you offer a flat rate domestic option, I can't get anyone here inside eBay to explain to me why it's not available for both. But it's working well for you. You have quite a I'm looking at 400 recently sold items, and some of these are chairs and big lighting fixtures and a huge piece of, like, this big credenza. And I'm really impressed.
By the way, I found something that reminds me of my teenagehood, but you've got 30s and 40s, and you should put 50s here, too. Your Mouton coat?
Oh, yes.
We had to have them in the 50s. There was one year where every girlfriend of mine got a Mouton coat for Christmas.
What's a Mouton coat?
It's lamb, I think.
Oh, lamb. But
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You mean mutton.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I have to look up Mouton to make sure, but we had to have one.
Well, see, I love that you just said that, because that's what I also love about eBay is if I have incorrect vintage information, people tell me. I mean, they'll say, those aren't from the 40s, they're from the 70s. Trust me, everybody had to have them. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people have educated me on the era or the maker or, you know, all these things. And I just love buyers who are so passionate that they're willing to write you a paragraph on the history of a maker, you know, to educate you.
So I got to confess, when we were looking over your segment for this, and then we heard you say $5, I thought, oh, I'm going to find a lot of cool junk.
That's what I thought.
This ain't junk.
This is not junk.
This is great stuff. I just put you on my favorites list. I'll be looking at
you. Oh, good.
Yeah, this is cool.
I mean, we love to find stuff, and we like to price it high, strong prices, but we love make offer. And I love that eBay now has send a buyer an offer just through messages. I think that's one of the greatest things that they've implemented. And I use it all the time. If someone says, oh, I really like this, I'll take a few bucks off. if they are interested, I love that.
I am really impressed with your selection. I mean, more so, I have never seen a selection of this variety and quality. It's been a long time since I've seen something
all these
like this.
Good shoes too. Oh, ballet shoes.
Oh, my wallet is itchy.
You know, there's ballet shoes.
Oh, I love buying and selling shoes. I think it's
me too.
So fun. And we started selling shoes and jackets and clothes and things like that. And people think I'm insane because I sell old shoes on eBay. And I mean, there's a huge market for used vintage shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Vintage 1970s Sears genuine black leather dress wingtips brogues. All kinds of shoes she has here, Griff, and you like that?
Oh, I do. I'm looking at a pair of Allen Edmonds Lexington Burgundy leather sole capped wingtips that are just
those are beautiful shoes.
They're a half size too small, but I could cut a toe off.
So we're speaking with it's pronounced Ryan, isn't it? Not Ryan.
Yes,
Ryan.
Okay.
Hodson, who's a top rated seller, and she's known on eBay as Ryan's Vintage, and she calls her kind of sourcing scavenger sourcing, because they really look for things mostly $5 or under $5. Ryan,
great
thank
eye.
You've
got a great eye, Ryan. Thanks so much for coming on. This segment was brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Open phones are next, 888-723-4630. Call us on eBay Radio.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Andisha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Andisha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Andisha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Andisha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Andisha.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.